As we start the new year, we have a lot to look forward to, including new TV shows or catching up on some of the shows we might have missed from last year. Our next guest is here to share some favorites from 2022 and some things to watch for in 2023. And you could join in with your favorites at 800-642-1234. What shows did you enjoy most in 2022? What have you been recommending? Is there something you're looking forward to watching in 2023? A new show or maybe a second season of The White Lotus or The Bear or Andor or the latest release in the Yellowstone universe? Are you like me and overwhelmed by all the options? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jonathan Gray is a media and television studies professor at UW-Madison. Jonathan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back.
Before we get to the shows, I want to talk about your triage method here. There are too many shows for a human to watch, even if we give up sleep and socializing and stuff. How do you find shows? How do you decide what you're going to check out in the first place?
Well, first, you got to give up on the idea of having any friends. I just try to sort of sample a bit here and there and then let the first episode sit for a while and then realize that some of those shows that I thought I wanted to go back to, maybe I don't. And I think that's a good way of me working out sort of what I what's a little more humanly possible and what's not.
Are there specific trends or messages that you kept seeing in TV shows from the last year?
I mean, not necessarily just this last year, but I think, you know, what's interesting is we're still seeing a bunch of shows dealing with the pandemic, either directly with another pandemic or with, you know, asking existential questions about life and mattering. I think we're also seeing, you know, a continuation, exciting sort of trend of Hollywood starting to tell more and more stories about marginalized communities and the kind of people who we haven't seen and heard from anywhere near enough in television history. So those two are encouraging trends.
You sent us some of the shows you enjoyed from 2022. Here's one that I think fits that last category, the program Mo, about Arab American life, topic not always covered in American media. Here's a clip from the trailer to Mo.
I've never been to Palestine. I don't have citizenship there. I don't have citizenship here. I'm like a refugee free agent.
Would you like to try some chocolate hummus?
You say chocolate hummus? You just insulted my grandmother.
Lo siento, I did not know that hummus was Mexican.
You keep thinking that you have to do all this stuff alone, and you don't.
You got us, and you got your family.
So this is based on the comedian Mo Amer's life, at least partly. Can you tell us a little bit about the show and why you liked it?
It's just great fun. You know, I mean, I already loved his appearance in Rami, which is on, you can find it on Hulu. But he's just really funny. You know, I mean, like it's doing all sorts of important things in terms of representation. But it's not just representation of Muslim Americans. We're also, it's a rare show set in Houston. He speaks Spanish too, and his girlfriend Spanish. And so it's a bi, often trilingual show. And as I said, he's got a really sort of upbeat, kind of relaxed style that you wouldn't expect if I told you here's a show about a Palestinian American.
That's Mo on Netflix. Let's shift gears and galaxies now. Andor. Now, I like the Star Wars thing pretty well. I kind of burned out. I've watched too much, but a lot of people are saying Andor on Disney Plus is one that should bring me back. Here's a little bit from that trailer.
To steal from the Empire? You just walk in like you belong. They're so proud of themselves. So fat and satisfied. They can't imagine that someone like me would ever get inside their house.
All right, what's the deal with Andor? How does it stand out in the Star Wars universe, Jonathan?
I really like Andor. I think it's something new for the Star Wars franchise. And, you know, that came out when I was 2 years old, and I've loved it. I love playing with lightsabers and so forth. But we're really getting layers of the onion. You know, I mean, Rogue One already asked the question sort of, how did we get the plans to the Death Star? And now we're going behind this. And it's really a story about where the rebellion came from. And it also has a lot to say about, you know, what it's like to live in this world in which there is this huge empire. You don't get the lightsaber battles. We're not getting superpowered people. It's just, what are the regular people doing and how are they suffering in this? You know, we see inside imperial prisons, all sorts. It's really fun and extremely well acted.
We are talking about great TV shows of 2022 and ones to look forward to in 2023 with Jonathan Gray, Media and Television Studies professor at UW-Madison. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What were you watching over the last year? What did you find binge-worthy? If you want to have a TV party tonight, what show are you going to pull out for you and the friends to watch? What questions do you have? Do you need some recommendations? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's check out another one you've got. Now, this one's weird. I hadn't even heard of this one. It was on your list, a show called The Rehearsal with comedian Nathan Fielder. I've read some descriptions of it. I don't know how to describe it. Here is.
Yeah, please don't ask me to describe it. Right. It's weird.
All right, here's a listen, and we can, again, this is from the trailer. You can tell us a bit about what's going on here.
With this show, if your performance isn't accurate, you could ruin someone's life.
This is all sort of absurd.
Keep them crying. Don't let up.
Okay. I've got to tell you something.
I don't want to talk to you again.
Do you find it's been healthy for you here?
Are you sure you want to do this?
I don't really like lying to people.
You're a liar.
Yeah, neither do I.
You're Willy Wonka and I'm Charlie Bucket.
Okay, so that's The Rehearsal, and it's sort of a reality show, or is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a weird trailer. I mean, the best I could take a stab at. So if anyone's seen Nathan For You, it's the same guy. And what he did there is sort of find people who had a problem that he could try and help them with in always a bizarre way. And he starts off with that leg with the idea, and hence we have the title, that like maybe if you could just, if you had to deal with a tough conversation, what if you could just rehearse it again and again and again? So he creates the bar that the discussion's going to happen in. He gets actors to play it. But then we go down the rabbit hole and he ends up hiring actors who will play him. He gets a woman to play his sort of would-be wife, all sorts of children to play his children. He uses the HBO budget to get a house. It's very strange, but for that reason, it's just fun. It's different. It ends up talking about religion. It's very existential about the kind of decisions you make in your life. It's funny. You don't ever know where it's going, and it's very refreshing.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Jay is with us in Madison. Jay, hello.
Hi, Rob. Hi, guest. My question is, I've got two teenage girls, 12 and 13, and we have a weekly TV night where we watch stuff from streaming and things. And I'm just wondering, what does your guest recommend for our family at that age level?
And Jay, I want to narrow this down a little bit. I have 20-year-old daughters now. They were once that age. Can you give us some examples of ones that have worked for you?
The Mandalorian worked. Wednesday is working. Anything else to add?
Okay, Jay, thanks a lot. Wednesday, the Addams Family sort of reboot there. Jonathan, anything pop in your head that would fit that category for him?
Yeah, Wednesday's fun, but I mean, another one to try might be Hulu's Only Murders in the Building, which is great fun. You've got Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. And it's kind of nice to watch in a family because a lot of the shtick is about sort of boomers meeting with millennials. And so you've got sort of intergenerational play. It's just very lighthearted, fun, good kind of thing that you could watch with the family. That might be a good recommendation there.
Right. There is some language there, Jay. I remember talking to my folks about it. I think I would have done that with my kids, though, despite the language. Jay, thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Hey, getting back to the identity and existential stuff, a show that I actually did watch. I'm usually overwhelmed by choice and end up watching nothing. I did watch the first season of Severance, one of your favorites, Jonathan. And I will say, coming in, I said, it's a Ben Stiller production. So it's going to be this wacky screwball comedy. It is not that thing.
No, it's just this. It's a great premise. It's this idea. What if you could separate your work self and your life, your leisure self literally. And so people have undergone this process called severance. But then we're trying to get to the bottom of who's the company doing this and why. Some excellent performances, all sorts of good actors in there. John Turturro shows up, Christopher Walken. It's really smart, a really crisp show from Apple TV Plus.
We're talking to Jonathan Gray, media and television studies professor at UW-Madison, about his favorite TV shows from 2022, the ones he's excited to watch this new year. We'll get to some of those coming up. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What kind of shows do you like to watch? Is there a show that you are recommending to everyone? You can expand the circle of everyone by calling in now. Are you hoping for a recommendation? Is there something you're excited about in the new year? Did something not work for you? And of course, I'm always curious, how do you watch TV? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk with Jonathan Gray, media and TV studies professor at UW-Madison, talking about some great TV shows of 2022, some to look forward to in this new year. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What was your go-to TV show this last year? Is there something you are recommending across the board? If you are a fan of TV shows more than movies, why is that? How do you watch? Do you subscribe to some streaming services, all the streaming services? Do you watch a show at a particular time on a broadcast network? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Dusty joins us from the only Wanakee in the world. Dusty, hi.
Hi there. Yeah, I just had a recommendation. The Legend of Vox Machina on Amazon Prime. It's a great animated show after the Critical Role series that's up on Twitch. It's great animation, super entertaining. Season one's already been out. Season two is premiering in a couple weeks. And they already got greenlit for season three.
Now, Dusty, I'm a big nerd. I don't know if you know that. It's a show based on a long-running role-playing game series, right? Critical Role. Seems like it should appeal to me. Does it make the translation? Because I think a lot of role players have thought, this would make a great book or TV show. This one really does?
It does. Yeah, it does. It's based off of their very first campaign. And it, like, they translate it very, very well. There's tons of talented, like, voice actors that they bring in. Like really surprising ones, really cool. I think it translates well. Like they definitely embellish some things or change a few things, but the general beats of the story are all there. The first two episodes kind of serve as like an intro to kind of what the show is and how like you can get into it for like new people. And then after that, it gets into one of the campaign arcs like right away. Super entertaining.
Legend of Ex Machina. Dusty, thanks for sharing that with us. Jonathan, that reminds me, in your list of shows to look forward to in 2023, a pair of computer game adaptations from Fallout, which I have played, The Last of Us, which I haven't, both post-apocalyptic. Fallout was kind of a zany universe, The Last of Us less so. Why are you looking forward to these two game adaptations?
I haven't seen Fallout, but just the people associated with it are great. So you've got Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy who do Westworld, and I've loved what they've done there. And then you've got Walton Goggins, who I still think is his performance in Justified is one of the best in TV history. And so I can't see how that could go too wrong. And then Last of Us is a brilliant game. It was very, very smart, and its sequel got even smarter. You know, a lot of games have weak stories and weak acting, but Last of Us was really good. So it really lays down the gauntlet for the cast to do a good job. But you've got Pedro Pascal. You've got, if anyone liked their Game of Thrones, Lady Mormont is there as the star, Bella Ramsey. And then Chernobyl was one of the better shows of the last few years. And the person behind that, I'm blanking on the name, is offering us Last of Us. Mm-hmm. So it promises to be a really good, really good series.
And you mentioned Justified. There's a new incarnation of that coming?
There is. I'm really excited about that. I think, you know, if anyone wants to go back, Justified is still one of the better series to have graced television. It'll be really fun to see some of the old cast come back for that one.
Thanks a lot for that call. Let's go now to Kay with us in Madison. Kay, hello.
Hi. I keep hearing all these good things about, Abbott Elementary, which I think is on ABC. I'm wondering what your opinion is of that show.
Kay, thanks for the call. A lot of buzz about Abbott Elementary, a comedy set in a school. I've watched a little bit. I liked what I saw. My wife, as usual, got out ahead of me on it, Jonathan, so I didn't keep watching. Have you seen that? Any thoughts on Abbott Elementary?
I've seen two episodes and really liked where it's going, but I have to say thank you, caller, for embarrassing me and picking the one thing that everyone loves that I haven't seen. But everyone whose opinion I trust and really hold up just speaks such glowing things about this show. So it sounds great. I hear lots of things sort of very kind of like feel good Ted Lasso kind of movement. And just, you know, I can't hear enough good things about that show. So I don't think we can be wrong. So I'll be watching alongside you.
Okay, we'll assign that as homework. Let us know, watch it and let us know what you think about it. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Kevin joins us now in Janesville. Kevin, hi.
Hi, two quick ones. I'm a teacher, and Abbott Elementary strikes a little too close to home. Funny, but maybe parts of it shouldn't be funny because it's just too true. My recommendation, though, is PBS masterpiece Miss Scarlet and the Duke. Miss Scarlet is the daughter of a private detective trying to become a private detective in her own right in late 1800s London. And the Duke is her childhood friend who happens to be a detective inspector for Scotland Yard.
Interesting. And I assume this is a British production, Kevin?
No.
Oh, no.
No, I take that back.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Miss Scarlet, I hadn't heard of this one. Kevin, do you, Jonathan, turn to TV from the UK at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'm part British, so I have to keep in touch with that part of myself. But I'm embarrassed to say I hadn't even heard of this one.
Oh, so me neither. Oh, no. Again, there's too much TV to know about it all, Jonathan. No embarrassment there.
There certainly is.
and there's people in the other half of this floor who are very happy for that PBS plug. Kevin, thanks so much for sharing that with us. We've got Gene with us now in Reedsburg. Gene, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up, Gene?
Well, I'm over 65, and I am just blown away, but I can't buy Hulu and Amazon Prime and Apple and Disney. And, you know, I can't. What should I be looking for as an over 65-year-old trying to find a service that I can get good shows on? And, yes, we do love PBS.
Now, Gene, before we get an answer, over 65-year-old women might like different things than other 65-year-old women. So what do you like to watch? And maybe we can narrow it down for you that way. Like, what kind of stuff?
I love sci-fi. I love mysteries. I love light comedy.
Okay.
Yeah,
that narrows it down some. Now, Jonathan, we didn't bring you on to prescribe streaming services. Did any of that ring a bell where you'd point to Gene in any particular direction, though?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what I could almost recommend, and this can be a bit of a nuisance, but is get one of them and watch the things you like. And when it's dried up, cancel the subscription and then get another one. I mean, a lot of these actually have a month free trial or a week free trial. I think sometimes we, you know, maybe the streaming services don't want me to say this, but sometimes we fall in the trap of thinking we need them all when you can just go with one at a time, you know, watch it until there's nothing else you care about. And then pick up another one.
Excellent. Gene, good luck as you sort that out. Time for one more caller. Will is on the line in Eau Claire. Will, hello.
Hi, guys. I'll make this quick. I couldn't resist calling in. I thoroughly enjoyed a dark miniseries, Ozark. Was on for a couple of years. I think it finished up this last year, but and I believe it was on Netflix. I can't remember, but it was beautifully written. Great ensemble cast, and it's the general theme is Dancing with the Devil. So that's about it.
And well, I haven't seen that. Is that the one with Jason Bateman in a key role?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman, Laura Linney. Man, what performances and writing. Just Will, incredible.
Ozark. Thanks a lot, Will, for sharing that one. Jonathan, we just have a couple minutes left. Hit us with a couple more that you find yourself recommending when people ask you about or that you are looking forward to that haven't dropped yet.
So I really love Reservation Dogs, and we just had season two, and then season three is coming up. It's on FX, so you can also get it on Hulu. It's just about four kids growing up on a reservation in Oklahoma, dealing with the death of a loved one. It's such a beautiful show. I mean, it's great for representation of Native voices that we haven't heard of, but it's also one of the more meaningful shows I've heard and seen in talking about death and survival. I'm really looking forward to next year, Mrs. Davis. It sounds wild. It's like a nun versus AI, but it's by Damon Lindelof, who wrote Lost, who wrote The Leftovers, who wrote The Watchmen. And so I think he's probably the best writer on TV. So those are two I'd pick, one from the past year, one from the one to come.
Fantastic. Jonathan, thanks again for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me.
That's Jonathan Gray, Media and Television Studies professor at UW-Madison. He joined us today to talk about some TV shows he enjoyed in 2022, shows he's looking forward to in 2023. He had some great recommendations. Thanks for all of your calls. And if there's something you want to plug, or maybe you want advice from fellow listeners, head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know a show that you found binge-worthy, one that you watch from beginning to end, one you watched on broadcast, one episode at a time, one week at a time, maybe one that you heard great things about, but it didn't hit it for you. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.